Chapter 17. Better now than later. A rumble goes through the room. The prince looks at me in surprise. Did she just leave?
It definitely seems like she did. Maybe she had to pee or something?
She couldn't have waited until after the wedding.
A girl's gotta go when she's gotta go, I say, not really believing that one, I'm talking to a prince about pee, or two, Lana actually had to pee. Why don't I go see what the issue is? I say nervously. And then, without waiting for a response, I hurry back down the aisle, no time for heel toe now, and run out of the ballroom. Should I really check the bathrooms? I realize there's no need to, because as soon as I step out of the ballroom, I see that the front door is wide open. Lana left the palace. She's officially a runaway bride. I run right after her and spot her already at the shore, holding up her dress up to her knees in the water. What are you doing? I ask. You're supposed to be getting married. She shakes her head. You're not getting married? She shakes her head again. But what about the prince? More shaking. But you know what this means. If he marries someone else, you'll die. Her eyes fill with tears and she nods. I pace up and down the sand. This is not good. Not good at all. If the prince does marry someone else, she's in serious trouble. We're all in serious trouble because that's not a happy ending at all. That's a terrible ending. That's the same ending as the original ending. I take a deep breath and try to calm down. It's not like he's going to marry someone else today. We have some time to figure this out. Maybe the prince will learn to be less of a jerk and she'll change her mind. Maybe we can find another prince that she would want to marry, and that would work instead. I hear Jonah's voice from the palace door. Abby! What's happening? I guess I have to tell them the wedding's off. Had I known that canceling a wedding would be part of my maid of honor duties, I might not have been so excited about the job. You stay here, I say finally. Don't go in the water. I don't want you drowning. I'm going to talk to Prince Mortimer. She closes her eyes in relief, and I slowly make my way back to the palace. Everyone looks up at me as I enter the ballroom.
She better be coming now,
Prince Mortimer barks. His face is bright red. He looks furious. I don't think she is, I say timidly from about halfway down the aisle. Darling, how long will she be? The queen asks, checking her gold wristwatch. A pretty long time, I say. I think she wants to... I have to just say it. I think she wants to cancel the wedding. Several hundred gasps echo through the room. I wince.
You're kidding!
Cancel the wedding? Not marry the prince? Is she crazy?
Prince Mortimer's face falls.
I can't believe she would do that to me,
he cries, looking genuinely pained. As insensitive as he's been, I can't help but feel bad for him. No one wants to be left at the altar. The queen jumps up.
How dare she run off like that?
The king stands up beside her and turns to the crowd.
Dudes, we know you all came to see a royal wedding today, and we will have a royal wedding today. Morty, there must be someone else here that you could marry.
My heart stops. What? Is he kidding? He must be kidding. The queen nods.
Yes, Princess Allison is here today. Morty, would you marry her?
Let me see her,
Prince Mortimer says. The queen motions to Princess Allison.
Sweetie, will you stand up, please?
Princess Allison stands up and curtsies. She has tight spiral curls and looks familiar.
I know. She's the girl from the school, the one who got help after we found Prince Mortimer on Crescent Beach.
She's the Princess of Watermelon? Not surprisingly, she's wearing a satiny red dress with a green sash and green shoes. The prince nods.
I'll marry her. I like her hair. She's pretty.
The king claps.
Fantastic! Allison, would you like to marry our son?
Yeah. Okay, she says, twisting a curl around her finger and snapping her chewing gum. He is cute.
And your parents, the king and queen of the kingdom of Watermelon, do you agree to this union?
We do,
the king says, a big, smug smile on his face, a red and green checkered bow tie around his neck. This isn't happening. This isn't happening.
This isn't happening, I yell.
Jonah tugs on my arm and whispers,
I'm pretty sure it is happening.
Great, Prince Mortimer says. Let's start the music over. Do you want to do the whole walk down the aisle thing or just come up?
I'll just come up, Princess Allison says.
She maneuvers her way through the crowd, fluffs her dress, and begins walking down the remainder of the aisle.
Excuse me, she says to Jonah and me as she squeezes past us.
What a perfect match, a woman sitting near us says. She's a princess, he's a prince. He's handsome and she's beautiful. They go together like French fries and mustard.
What is wrong with you people? I shriek. Mustard does not go on French fries. Ketchup goes on French fries. Ketchup! Or mayonnaise in some countries. Or maybe a mixture of the two if you're into that. But not mustard. Never mustard! Everyone stares at me. Am I losing it?
I totally agree, Jonah says. Come on, Abby, let's go. We need to help Lana.
Yes, we definitely need to help her, because Prince Mortimer is marrying someone else, which means that Lana is going to die in the morning.
Unless we can save her.